Scavenge Audio.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
Hell yeah, I'm Maud Garrett. And for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting some news.
Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
There we go. Thanks. Thank you, Tom White Wine Mandego Krajewski.
That's what I'm here for.
Who is
Tom
here with us?
Helping Hands Krajewski.
All the time.
Yes, hi.
What?
I don't mind Helping Hands Krajewski.
Helping Hands.
Maybe that's your holiday name.
Yes, because I'll be opening those Amazon
boxes. Yeah, you will be helping us with those
knife.
Hands.
With your knife.
Yeah. Since this is a new episode, actually, let's get that out of the way. Let's talk Shrunksmiths real quick.
Shrunksmiths?
I'm already drunk shish.
We've started.
It will be Sunday, December 8th at the same location as last year, Starburns Audio Industry. Well, we'll set the time, but it's normally like 10 to 6 or something like that. It is all fucking day.
Yep.
It is. All fucking day. We will tell you what time to start sending foods if you can, and what time to stop sending foods because we don't want anything to arrive after we leave because that would be sad.
Yeah, we don't want to leave it to Starburns. What have they done for us?
Yes.
We don't want any food going to these guys. Right, Aristotle?
No, more because it's on a Sunday, no one will be here to accept it. So it won't go to anyone. We are lining up our guest list. What we need from you guys is lyrics. For the 12 Days of Drunksmith song that we sing every year.
Yeah, that you sing and Alex would sing.
Yep.
Tom, now it's going to be you and Maud.
Okay. Oh, dear. Do we have to practice? There's just a lot of words.
It's more fun if you don't.
But we have them in front of us.
Okay, good.
We just sing it off the page.
Yep.
You know the tune, right? Mm-hmm. On the first day of Christmas.
We have an Australian version of that.
Oh, what's that?
There's boomers in there.
Boomers? What are boomers?
Well, they're an old person. Okay, boomer. But they're also kangaroos. Big kangaroos.
Ooh.
You know those big ones where it's like they're jacked and they're like, you fucking what, mate? Boomer.
Yeah. Boomer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That makes me... Left 4 Dead. Doesn't that have boomers in it? No! Last of Us! Oh my God! This is what I wanted to talk about! I finally played the game!
Finished it!
I finished it in 3 fucking days! I like sat down and committed to finishing this game.
I was just sick of getting my neck eaten out.
Oh
by
my
a
God! Like clicker, but have you hit boomers yet? Wait, is that what they're called, boomers? No, what? The ones that throw the pods at you and they like the spores.
Oh, what? They're throwing that shit
Oh,
now?
You haven't even made it to them yet?
No! I'm still crawling through that area where it's
shit.
Like, I have no idea how to get through this room.
Shit.
I think I started playing this game. This is a zombie game where you start off.
Yeah, they don't call them zombies ever. They're never
clickers.
I think I did play
this. There's runners. Runners, yes, yep. And clickers and boomers, I think.
Yeah,
are they called boomers?
Yeah.
We're getting Aristotle onto that, right?
Can you confirm?
Yeah.
Can you confirm?
But this is the one where it's like, it looks like the spores have like omitted this sort of fungal destruction.
And it grows on your brain.
Yeah. And so it will like explode out of your head and it looks like a cauliflower kind of thing.
Those are the clickers, yeah. Here we go. What's happening?
Last of Us.
Bloaters, that's it.
Bloaters.
They're huge. They are massive and huge.
Do they explode when you shoot them?
No, you have to take them down with fire. That's if you haven't hit the bloaters yet, take them down with fire. That's what you're always going to want to do.
I'm playing Outer Worlds and I like it.
I got to play that. I'm so good.
But Last of Us, man. And getting to the end, I was like, how did none of this like get spoiled for me? It's amazing. It's also
like...
probably the best video game acting I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, really? That already I've got.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And I was like telling you about it where it was like, because Troy is the voice of Joel.
Troy. Yeah,
and
Troy
Ashley
Baker
is,
and Ashley Johnson.
Is the voice
of...
Oh,
that's Ashley Johnson?
Oh, we should get Troy Baker as a guest on the show.
Oh, let's hit him up.
I'm putting it on the list. I'm putting it on the list.
Ashley.
And
Ashley, I think, is in New York because she shoots...
Oh, she comes back. Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Oh my God, I literally just got a text from someone in the other room saying kill bloaters with fire, duh.
Nice.
Thanks, Brian! Thank you. they can
quality
hear
walls
words.
Here at Starbucks. Yeah.
I forget that like people listen to this show.
I know.
And, like, I got nervous at the fact that people outside this room are listening. So imagine
it's like,
how
oh,
I
oh, right,
feel.
They judge us. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah, I'm adding. I was like, what am I doing on
I
my phone? I'm adding
my
Troy to the list.
But there was a video where it was like, obviously they're all in their mocap outfit, and it's the girl that plays... Joel's daughter in the first 15 minutes
of
the game.
Oh, yeah. I think her name's Hannah.
Is it Hannah or is it Jessica or something?
No, I mean, her, in real life, her name is
Hannah.
Oh,
got it.
It's Sam, I think, is her name in the game.
Got
Sam.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
So this moment that they had, she basically, I don't want to spoil it. It isn't in the first 15 minutes.
I know what you're going to say. I don't think you should spoil it either if you haven't
played the game came out 5 years ago.
That is, or, yeah, 6 years ago.
And it actually,
think,
doesn't,
actually
affect,
yeah.
It doesn't affect the gameplay.
Okay. That's
it
true.
Is the setting up of the story. Joel has a kid.
So, spoiler alert if you don't want to listen to this.
Continue. There you go.
There we go. We covered our bases.
die, gets shot, dies in his arms. And so they have to act this out. And so they're in the mocap moment and he's just wailing and screaming in agony and anguish because his daughter's dying in his arms. And Troy does the most incredible job at that. And she's like convulsing kind of deal.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as soon as the scene's done, cut, they have to get up and recalibrate.
And
so they have to
tees.
Stand up and put their hands out in a T shape so that the computer and the, you know, the data can reconfigure. And while like they're having this moment, they're sobbing. Like he is sobbing and she's crying. And then they get up. And Troy's face is the darkest, angriest, like dead inside thing you've ever seen because he's acted his face off, quite literally. And he's just like, when he's putting his hands out, like he's the devastation is so rife. And then it cuts to the girl playing the daughter and she's just sobbing. She's just like sobbing whilst like configurating. And it's this moment where it's the saddest thing you've ever seen. But it just shows how powerful and like what goes into video game acting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to take a segue from sobbing and say, I got a movie y'all need to watch.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
What would it?
Because it's the holiday season.
Uh-huh.
There is a movie out on Netflix right now called Klaus.
Yeah.
K-L-A-U-S.
I want to see it.
My buddies, Jim and Zach, wrote it.
Oh, cool.
And it's a Netflix movie, so it's on Netflix, but they did one of those like limited theatrical releases.
Yeah.
So a whole group of us went to the movies this past week to go watch it together. And it is a delightful animated film. It's basically Santa Claus's origin story.
Yeah.
Oh, young Santa?
No, not young Santa. But
Santa, by all accounts,
yes.
has to have been young before he got
yes,
old.
Yes, but this person is not this person in the movie who becomes Santa. Is not
is Santa like the Dread Pirate Roberts and it just gets passed on old person to old person?
Yeah, you got to watch the movie, girl. I'm not spoiling it for you.
Okay.
You'll see.
I have theories.
You will see. Also, if you are a big fan of The Emperor's New Groove, like I am, it is one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. This movie has very similar vibe to Emperor's New Groove. So as soon as it started, I was like, I am so into this.
All right.
But, you know, it's also a Christmas movie. And like Christmas movies will get me. And it's about probably a solid 20 to 30 minutes from the end of the movie. And like, you know, this one child receives this certain gift. And I'm like, I get teary eyed and I'm like, oh, this is really nice. And then all of a sudden I realize I'm just like full on, like just tears dripping down the side of my face. And I'm like, okay, I don't stop crying for the rest of the movie. And then the end of the movie, the last line of the movie is a fucking like, the most heartwarming, precious. I was just like, and I'm sitting in this theater sobbing. All of my friends, like the credits start rolling, everyone's standing up and congratulating Jim and Zach. They're like, that's amazing. I am sitting there losing my shit. I am so touched by this film. And I do think that like probably like 40% of it is also due to the fact that I'm super proud of my friends that they made this.
Yeah.
And it's that fucking good. But a large chunk is that it is really that good and it will tug at those heartstrings. So you got to watch it.
Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
Life is a House.
Yes.
About Time.
Perfect
okay.
Storm.
These are all movies that I saw in the theaters.
And sobbed.
And I had to stay back half an hour to clean my face up.
Yep.
The worst one of them all, the final Harry Potter movie.
Mm. Oh, no. For me, Inside Out. I saw Inside Out and I lost my mind and like couldn't, was not okay. Was not, just sobbing.
Batman
sobbing.
And Robin.
Because it was so bad.
So bad. And also, I didn't get the part of Robin. So
you
I'm
were
so
crying for different
that.
Reasons.
Oh, The Notebook, sobbing in the car on the way home.
Really?
Mum, after The Perfect Storm, I don't know why it got me so hard. We watched it together because Mum and I would watch Storms
really?
Together.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she's hugging me, and Love everyone this. Who's walking past, Mum goes, she loves fishermen. I don't know what to tell you because I'm just so hysterical.
Oh, there you go, Maud. You've been fishing in the wrong pond then.
Oh, that's
if you
it.
Love fishermen. Go out and find men by the docks.
Yeah.
That's my mum being a sarcastic witch. That's all that was. Mum didn't know what else to say. But yeah, I had the movies and crying in public so uncomfortable.
But I don't know. I sort of love it. Only when it's like moments like that. Like only when a form of entertainment has brought me to that point. Like being able to be that vulnerable in public but in a safe space as in a movie theater. Like that to me is like really...
They're not that safe anymore.
But, no, but you know what I mean. Like no one sits there and judges you for sobbing after watching a sad movie.
That's true.
I have this... If I'm going to cry in a movie, it opens floodgates.
Yeah.
Like I'll go, oh, that was nice. Oh, that... Oh.
Yeah.
Like, and it's done. And people are just like... your tissue is like more wet than your face is at this stage. And I was like, can you help me? Fault in the Stars.
Fault in the Stars.
I watched that one.
There are like guys apparently who cry at Shawshank Redemption. It's like a very guy movie that they get emotional about. And I've seen it. I'm like, yeah, it's good.
I've never seen it.
That's a thing.
You've never seen Shawshank?
You should definitely see it. But my thing
is... Have we talked about this? Like, what are the movies that it's shocking that you should have seen that you've never seen? Yeah, we have, because I've said I've never seen a single Rocky movie, which is insane.
I don't think I have. I covered the Creed movie.
Yeah, so you've seen one. I haven't even seen that.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch Klaus if you want a great holiday film.
Two holiday movies are acceptable, and that's it.
You better include Klaus now. Three holiday movies.
Three.
What are your two? A Christmas Story?
No.
What?
Nah.
That's
okay.
It's very American.
Home Alone.
Yes. All right. One down. One to go.
Die Hard.
Planes, Trains.
Gremlins.
No.
Gremlins. Good.
I watch this movie.
The Santa Claus.
No, I watch this movie every single year. It is tradition. Oh. My best friend Alicia and I will make mulled wine and we will watch
this movie. I was about
to
say the Charlie Brown Christmas special, but I know she's not sappy enough for that.
No. $150 and I still wouldn't watch it.
Give us a hint of what the other one.
It's the best Christmas movie of all
time.
That's
a good one. Okay. Home Alone 2.
No.
Elf. It's good.
Man, Home Alone's so good.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Christmas Vacation.
I do these workouts where we have heavy ropes and you're supposed to like really...
Yeah.
You know, I jump around like I'm dancing with the mannequins in that scene. That's what I do. That's my moment.
Wait, what could this other Christmas movie be?
It came out 12 years ago?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Love Actually. No.
Yes!
Oh, Love Actually. Yeah. Okay.
More than 12 years ago. I have some... Yep. Yeah.
You have some thoughts? Is that
No. Go on.
That's a good one. I'll get Home Alone and Love Actually. I will
give you
that.
They tried to make so many other iterations of that with like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, and Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Didn't
save the movie.
No.
What else were there? Like New Year's Eve. They just tried to do like a version of that.
Those are Gary Marshall's movies. Yeah, he did a bunch of those. Yeah.
He needs to stop.
He's dead, so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's stopping. He stopped just for you, Maude.
He had a big...
Just for you and the rest of the world because he died. You callous person.
He heard your criticism and he's like, all right, I'm out.
Way to instantly feel bad about us. But also feel kind of like, no. That's me.
Tom, do you have favorite Christmas movies?
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Christmas Vacation. I do love Home Alone because I grew up watching that with my sister. And the Santa Claus, actually. Tim Allen movie, which is... Yeah, I don't know. I love all those. And I love the Christmas specials, Charlie Brown and all that.
I know.
I don't watch it much anymore because Christmas comes so fast every year. I feel like I just watch them and get sick of them.
I want to be festive for 30 hours. That's it.
Yeah,
each year.
I can see that.
I have 30 hours in me. That's it.
Okay. All right, you're going to spend half of those at Drunksmas.
30 hours in you for what?
For celebrating Christmas.
Oh.
Festivity.
Festivity. All. Okay. Yeah. Well, Drunksmas is kind of, I mean, yeah, we're celebrating, but it's also kind of our job. So I think you can knock that off of your 30 hours.
Okay. Well, even still, you said it was like 8 hours. So that leaves.
Yeah. Well, wait, we record we have to have at least 6 hours.
Yeah,
it takes about 8 to 10 hours to do Drunksmas, depending on how quick we are in between.
That leaves me with Christmas Day. I'm good.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I want.
All right, sweet.
I'm the worst person. I'm the Grinch. I don't know why.
Are you?
I just had...
How do we make your heart grow 3 sizes too big?
Did Santa hurt you? Did he not give you the...
I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. I've never really...
It's fine. There's a lot of people who aren't. It's cool.
Yeah.
Watch Klaus.
And like November 1st,
fall in love with Christmas
when the shopping centers play Christmas music on November 1st.
I know, right?
No,
you
man,
guys have
was,
a whole holiday
it was before
in
Halloween this year. I swear the week of Halloween, I walked into my local Starbucks and out loud I went, oh no.
Yeah.
Because overnight it had changed to their holiday themed stuff. It was like all red all of a sudden. And I was like, it's not even Halloween yet. I was like, no, why?
Yeah. Lethal Weapon, also a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I said
and
that.
Die Hard. You said
Oh,
Weapon?
I said Die Hard, not,
yeah,
not
Die Hard's
Lethal
also
Weapon,
great.
Sorry.
I like.
They're making a new Lethal Weapon.
Movie. Really?
Yeah.
A sequel.
Yeah, with the guys.
Okay,
Mel Gibson
right.
And,
yeah, all right.
And
sweet.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Mel Gibson anymore.
I don't either, but they're making this movie.
He'll make so much money from that.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. Okay, should we take a quick break and come back and we'll check out some emails?
Sure.
All right, bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, since we've been talking about the holidays, we also talk about, you know, the holidays are all about being thankful, right? Also, this episode's coming out the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you go. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. So this email is entitled Feeling Thankful.
Yeah.
It's from Richard. He says, hello, 4-H crew.
Hi, Richard.
Richard from Virginia here.
What's up, Richard?
Yeah. Pause for Maud's greeting. Hi, Maud. Lately, I've been feeling thankful for y'all. Ooh, you know, since Thanksgiving is upon us. Oh, good. I didn't even realize he was going to pull it into that.
Good
thanks,
on you, Richard. We really
thanks.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thankful.
Granted, I've been thankful for y'all since the beginning and many digressions ago. Nice.
Yes.
This time is different, though. Over the past few years, I've experienced a lot of changes in my life. My very first relationship ended seemingly out of nowhere after 4.5 years.
Sorry, Richard.
I know. I started talking with someone new who ended up sending me through the darkest emotional spiral I've ever experienced.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
I went to therapy to sort myself out, and I am much better now. Good on you.
That's praise great. Therapy. I love therapy.
Go to therapy all the time, even when you feel like you don't need it.
You can't even tell it's working for me, but I love it.
Therapy is one of these things that like people only go when they're feeling down, and then when they're like, oh, I got my life back together. I don't need to go.
I go
nope,
every
go.
Week.
Go all the time. Yeah. All the time. All right. I started having trouble at work in which I had to resign, I didn't tarnish my employment record. It's hard to land a job after you've been fired. I landed in a dead-end job that required 12 rotating shift work.
12-hour rotating work?
12-hour rotating
12
work
days
shifts.
Rusted on.
Yeah, I think that's right, which sucks. And my mom unfortunately passed away.
Oh, no, Richard.
I am sorry, Richard. But then he goes, through all that, the half-hour happy hour ladies' night was there as a constant source of entertainment, phone nappings, one-sentence nice. Stories, spider balls, puns, and Tesla info. I binged episodes when I missed them. I laughed right along with you, and I look forward to new episodes every week and Drunksmas every year, which is upon us.
Yay.
As with life, there are ups and downs, and I'm fortunately in the greatest up of my life.
Fantastic.
And I feel like it's still raising. Sorry, I should say his words, not mine. After my emotional spiral, I was introduced to the love of my life, together for 1 year and 8 months now.
Beautiful.
I'm in a career that I've been
That's
after
awesome.
Since graduating from
yes.
college in 2010.
Nice. Geez.
I've gotten to travel to places I haven't been before, and my future looks bright.
Yeah,
I love
Richard.
That.
Yeah.
This long-winded email is me showing y'all how thankful I am for the joy you've brought me by doing this show like you do. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the smiles. And thank you for being you. Love y'all. Richard.
Aw, Richard.
That's such a delightful email.
Yeah.
Also, it's basically telling everyone else that by listening to our podcast, your life will be better.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Literally guaranteed.
No, I needed to hear that. This year for me has not been a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't liked 2019.
You haven't really listened to the podcast. You're just part of it.
That's
you listen to our podcast.
Listen to it, Maud.
I listen to it actually from time
really?
To time.
Yeah. I do too.
And
like
go,
quality
God,
control.
My voice is so awful.
Your voice is not awful.
Really? Says so the girl that gets her job is to talk to people,
yeah,
like celebrities.
Oh yeah.
Your voice is so terrible, Maud.
I mean,
grating.
You know, the thing is like we all have to have up and down years.
Yeah.
Like you can't
before though, my downs were 3 weeks and then it started being 3 months and I was like, "Oh,
no."
What?
I think it's more as an adult when you realize just you have a year that's just not gonna go
your
way.
Yeah.
And that year isn't necessarily a New Year's to New Year's year. It's
no,
sometimes
no.
like a you know, April to March of the following year or something like that.
It's a
but
pocket
like,
of time.
Yeah. Ooh, I just hit my mic. But, you know, it's just like things we have to get through. And every, like,
yeah.
you know, I've been in those myself a few times. And every time I'm in one, I remember the first time I was in like a really down year. I was like, this is awful and something needs to change.
Right.
And then finally, something changed.
Yeah.
So, but when I came around to my next down year, I went, this sucks, but I know something will change.
Yeah.
And it's just about like hanging in there and understanding like it can't be like this forever. It just won't be.
Yeah, and sometimes it is hard to hang in there. You just like want to quit.
But that's why you go to therapy and that's why you do self-care and that's why you surround yourself
that's
with
why
people.
I drink.
You know, that's why Tom drinks. I mean,
all the time. What time is it? 11 a.m.? I'm late for my drinks.
I'm late for my drink.
But Richard, thank you for that email. That was very delightful and perfect for Thanksgiving. I have one quick other email I'm going to read. It's entitled Your Podcast Cover Art. So I'm sort of going to direct this towards Podcad because he might be interested in this one. Not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying you might be the one to help us with this. Here we go. It's from John. Just a quick note, because I found this out recently. The cover art for your podcast has an absolutely massive file size. It's over 17 megabytes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Seems like most other cover art is a fraction of that size. Maybe 1 MB at most. Just thought I would let you know in case that was not intentional. Been listening since the beginning. Keep the last coming. Definitely not intentional. Probably something Alex did and didn't realize that it wasn't supposed to be that way. And yeah. Now maybe we should fix it.
Wow.
So, okay. Podcat, 17. If you can put that on, he's looking at it going, yes, yes, that is what it is.
We have many fans concerned about this, so please.
But I feel like that affects when people download our podcast, which why it might be important.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah?
You mean the photo?
Yeah, because it always downloads with the, I'm not positive about that. I don't know how downloading
IT
works.
IT Allison over here.
But I'm just saying, maybe that's important. I don't know. Maybe we can look into that. Yep.
Aristotle's so putting it on his
list. On his list. All right, let's get into a fun little section we're adding to this show now.
Yeah, yeah.
We are going to start reading our reviews.
Yeah.
Well, Maude is going to start reading our reviews.
So we know that the podcast is spread over quite a few different platforms. So you may listen to it on Stitcher, you may listen to it on iTunes or Spotify, but iTunes has this thing where obviously the more traction it gets, the more reviews and 5 stars it is, the higher it will kind of like place in their podcast lists and the more likely you are to be featured on their homepage.
Great.
So that's kind of the goal for any podcast. You want to get front and center. You want to be like, we're not new and noteworthy anymore.
And
reviews
aren't something that we've really been encouraging in the entire process of this podcast. So it seems like a new thing that we should start doing. And I'm glad Maude brought that up.
I've been faking a lot of reviews for us.
We've been faking reviews. But now we're going to start reading reviews to encourage you guys to keep leaving them.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so that'll help us all out.
Some new ones, some good ones, and some bad ones.
Great.
Yes,
of course there's going to be bad reviews.
So the last time, I think it was a week or two ago, where I was like, hey, you guys should totally write a review. When I did my Maude solo outro, I was like, you should write a review. Well, we got one from Nathan Swap, who visited the studio that time.
Oh, yes. Great.
Who
Thank
said,
you, Nathan.
Always the first podcast I listen to. 5 stars. I absolutely love Alison, Maude, and Tom. I always stop what I'm doing whenever I see the podcast is up. My only regret is that it's only 30-ish minutes because I could listen all day.
Good. Keep them wanting more. Yeah.
Maude bless you.
Maude bless you.
Okay, another one. 5 stars. Love it. From Tats. T-A-A-T-S.
Tats.
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 Like tats? Like I want tats?
Want some tats.
Like tats. Oh, that's awesome.
I hope that's what it is.
I wish this was a more popular podcast.
Oh, we do too.
She starts with a backhanded compliment. Allison, Alex, brackets, RIP, Maude, and brackets, my favorite, sorry, not sorry, close bracket, Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Are hilarious together and way less annoying than most podcasts.
We're way less, not annoying, just way less
annoying. Everyone should try this and make it a super popular podcast.
Yes, we want to be super popular.
Tats, what's up?
Tats, thanks, Tats.
Yeah.
Got another one. This is a review from Barry Bowes. Probably the same Barry.
Yeah, Barry Pepper. Great.
Been a fan for years of this podcast, the OG version and the current. It's always a good way to start the week with a Monday listen from Barry Pepper.
And Pam, thanks you guys for actually leaving reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you not love Allison?
How can you not
love Allison? Says DJ Nate.
I found a few ways.
It's talk about geeky stuff, gaming, movies, and so much more with alcohol. I mean, I wish I could drink at work. Wink. Love the 4-H crew.
Yay.
Andrew by day.
Andrew by day?
Listener since episode 1.
Great.
Two stars.
Two stars.
It's kind of lengthy.
Wait. So, I thought that was just it. I thought that was the entire review.
Nope.
So this person has been listening since episode 1 and it's continuing to listen even though they've given the podcast 2 stars.
I've been a huge fan of Half Hour Happy Hour since the beginning.
Yeah.
I followed both Alex and Allison over the years, loving everything that they do. Okay. It was awesome to hear them together for years.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Oh no. Oh no. I see where this is going.
The show changed in 2 ways.
Yes.
One, Starburns Audio spammed the hell out of the show with an excessive ad load. And 2, Maude took over for Alex.
Yes.
I was happy to hear the show would continue after Alex left and interested to hear how ladies' night format would go. After several months of Allison and Maude, I have now determined this show just isn't for me anymore. I don't find the topics very interesting. And I find Maude to be very close-minded. Used to have interesting people discussing the week's news with a few anecdotes from their lives. Now we have a show that is just mostly updates on Alison and Maud's life. I just don't care
so boring.
Much about the topics that get discussed. And I don't find Maud's perspectives all that interesting.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure that there are listeners that preferred Maud over Alex, and that's just great. But this is no longer a show that I signed up for, so I have unsubscribed.
To be fair, what? That is a kind bad review.
It is. It was actually quite nice.
Yeah.
It was quite nice.
There was no.
How could we reach out to this person and be like, thank you for your kind bad review, even though they have unsubscribed.
Yeah. Well written for a bad review on us.
But don't worry.
But I mean, it was also good. Like, here is why, and it's not being, they're not like, fuck this, you know.
No,
it's
no, just
like,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like, it was great.
Yeah. It's not their cup of tea anymore.
Carry On Ladies, 21st of Feb by Sin, CYN708. I've been a listener of HHHH since the beginning, and although I'm sad Alex had to leave, I love the addition of Maud. Carry on the good work, ladies, and Tom.
Great. Yeah. See, there we go.
I see.
I feel like, shouldn't we save some of these for like other episodes?
No, because people are going to keep adding them.
Oh, okay.
We think.
We hope. I don't know how many we're going to get every week.
Well, then I'll do one last one.
Okay, do one last one.
Thank you, Lillian.
Lillian? Oh, it's from Lillian.
And it's just, it's titled, Alison Drives Me Nuts.
What?
Great show, but Alison is annoying.
Wait, we just said, how can you not love me? I don't understand.
God, she's an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Tom and Alex, love you.
Tom and Alex, that was
this
old
is
one.
An old school.
Thank you. And
that sounds like,
sorry, Alison.
That sounds like someone's made me feel a little biased.
I was scrolling through here for any dirt on Tom. I was like, come on.
Tom's the most delightful person.
You know what? Maud has a closed opinion and not funny dialogue. Alison, annoying.
Yeah, apparently.
But Tom, there's nothing.
It's hard to find something about me because sometimes I just keep my mouth shut for long periods of time.
Oh,
so
is that what we have to do? We have to keep our mouth shut to not be annoying?
You could, and the show would just be all of us silent for half hour-ish.
Oh, yeah, actually, there is something from 2 years ago. Tom, I really tried looking for you in Hocus Pocus, but honestly, dude, I have no clue what you look like.
Yeah. Also, I found out I'm actually not in Hocus Pocus. I was there for the scene.
One star.
Oh, you didn't make the cut. No, you didn't make the edit.
No, I thought
it
was me.
Wait, that gave us
years.
A one-star review?
No, I gave him a one-star review.
I'm like, that'd be hilarious. All right, well, keep sending us reviews. Man. If they're going to be bad, just be polite like that person was.
I mean, I've heard everything already, so just throw it at me. It's
listen,
okay.
we can't make ourselves public figures without dealing with some ridicule.
I'll listen
right?
to myself back, and sometimes I laugh at me, and I'm like, Maud, you're funny. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Maud. And then other times I'm just like, shut up.
No, I agree. We are all
I'll do it
like
in
that.
I do it in the studio. I'll say something, and I'm like, you notice that we are recording it now.
Yeah.
And you'll see me go, why the hell did I just say that?
Yeah.
I don't mean it. I don't like it. Thought it was funny. Swing and a miss. Yep. But it's out there now.
Yep.
And now like thousands of people have heard it.
You got to fill the dead space. So if you think of something, you
I know. Such is the life.
And I realized that when I've said it, I was like, oh, God. And so I kind of panic a bit and I snowball and I keep going and it only gets worse. And I was like, stop.
Another reason I keep my mouth shut sometimes because I
will
do that.
We should have bean bags and we should each have our own bean bag. And when we see the other person snowballing like Maud is, we throw the bean bag
in their face.
And that is the clue to just stop.
I would have concussion by now.
That's the clue. Getting smacked in the face with a...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even mind if you guys were just like a...
Like,
ixnay. Oh, no, then I'd probably be like, oh, what? God, I'm saying bad things.
I don't think.
My mom never loved me.
Oh,
no,
that
she
we
does.
All know
she
that
loves,
is not true. Yeah, no, you talk about your mother
me.
Enough to know that you
she's
have a
the
very.
Mom and I are tight.
Yeah.
Can't think of you saying things in this podcast that, like, really were that bad or not, you know, I guess maybe taken out of context. Maybe,
well, I mean, but listen, people are going to think what. People are gonna think.
Oh, yeah.
But just have different reactions.
As you guys have been, you know, been in the business for so long, you've probably seen many reviews about you guys.
Yeah.
Do they ever really get to you, or do they used to get to you more?
The
like,
one that
would just get under
the
your skin
one that always like sticks with me is when I first started at G4. Someone wrote, "I don't understand why she's on this show. She is barely TV pretty."
Oh.
And I was like, wow, I didn't realize you could qualify pretty by saying someone is TV pretty, meaning like. She's barely pretty enough to be on TV. She's definitely not pretty enough to be in the movies or something like that. But I was like being called barely TV pretty. I was like, oh God, geez, thanks. Okay, cool. That's the one that.
Wow.
And I'm always like, what happened to that person?
And that's when you started going to therapy, right?
Mine was. I mean,
pretty close.
I've read a lot of shit about me, but the one where it's just like too far.
Yeah. Oh,
I want to titty fuck Maud until her collarbones break.
Whoa. Okay,
but that's a different. That's this person.
That's violent.
Loves
sexual
you so
violence.
Much. Yeah.
It's sexual violence.
Yeah, but that's.
I hate being sexualized. I hate being objectified.
Right.
But to threaten violence on top of that, yeah. I was just like, oh, cool. That's a whole new way to make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah. But the thing is like that person didn't see that as a insult or
until
way to make you feel like shit.
Collarbones yeah. break. The one that I loved though, I was like, I can't even be mad at this. I would crawl for 5 miles over broken glass on my hands and knees just to sniff the chair that Maud sat in the ninth grade.
Oh God. In the ninth grade. Oh Jesus Christ. That just went to a whole different level of creepy.
It was just so much.
That is a whole different level
so
of
visceral.
Creepy.
You know? Yeah.
That's
5 miles.
Sophomore year.
Oh, so. No, I'm more concerned if it had just ended just to smell the chair that you sat in. Right. I'd be
no,
like, all right.
No, it had to just hit.
Ninth grade is underage,
Maud. It's underage. Yeah, that's the thing that makes that just makes it a different level of.
I want
to
tongue punch Maud's fart box.
What? Oh, no.
Okay, I'm done with yours. You get
I'm done.
I don't want to hear them anymore. I'm disturbed by these.
I did ask. I'm sorry. But yeah. I apologize for asking.
I'm
going to
take a beanbag and throw it at you.
I will say that the very first video I ever uploaded for Geek Bomb on YouTube, the first comment that we got, it was like me and another girl. She cried when she read it. She cried. I laughed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. You got to have a different kind of, like, armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the most ridiculous, like, some with comments, like, when they're so far-fetched or when it's something that I don't believe in myself, then it's just, like, it washes off. But when it's, someone said, I think the one that really kind of, like, I called mum was, I hope you die of cancer and your family won't miss you. Because it's like I was super homesick and like just the notion of like my family not missing me, that was the kind of like the
jeez.
That is shit that's like
I have them all like ready to go.
All right, well we're not gonna go into those because that's depressing. We're gonna go to a story.
All right. How about this? Since
I've never heard it be called a fart box before.
Fart box.
That was exciting to learn.
It's like they want to do a sexual thing to something that they have completely unsexualized.
I mean, I laugh a lot. I laugh a lot.
Don't encourage it. Sorry. Don't encourage it. All right.
All right. Sorry, I was looking at this. We talk about movies sometimes in this podcast.
We sure
did.
We talked about a movie at the beginning of this episode.
All right,
episode.
Great. Then that's my segue into this article.
Yeah.
Spider-Man star, I don't know why I say Spider-Man star, Bruce Campbell. It's just an Evil Dead 2 star. Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah. It was because Spider-Man Zena. Star Spider-Man. Is Tom Holland. Like, what?
Zena.
Yeah.
He was in Zena.
And he's actually in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yes,
But anyways, Bruce Campbell says Martin Scorsese is full of crap over Marvel movie criticism.
Good.
Now, we all heard this, right? Perhaps.
Yeah.
So Scorsese said that Marvel movies are not cinema.
Right.
And he said, I quote, "The closest I can think of them, as well made as they are, with actors doing the best they can under the circumstances, is theme parks." This is Scorsese.
Under the circumstances.
Yeah. "It isn't the cinema of human beings trying to convey emotional, psychological experiences to another human being." And so,
but
someone,
why does that have to be the definition of cinema?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Totally agree.
Yeah.
So someone asked Bruce Campbell at like a convention what he thought about that.
Right.
And Bruce is the best. He's awesome. He says Scorsese was ragging on Marvel movies, right? Martin Scorsese is one of the greatest filmmakers. So when he says stuff like that, it hurts. Because it's not like movies like that are easy to make. And it's not like The Irishman doesn't have digital effects out the ass.
Aha. That. Okay. Yeah. That's like the one thing I want to chat to Scorsese about, where it's just like, hey, you were like, no one wants to make the movies I want to make. And it's like, yeah, because your budget was $160 million dollars budget.
For The Irishman.
And they needed to wait for technology to catch up so that they could do the de-aging process well enough.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
I was like, well, you know what company's been using that de-aging process and has actually, you know, fine-tuned it to like a really incredible standard? Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Marvel movies. Robert Downey Jr., younger. Sheen, younger. You know, it's like all of... Oh, wait.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas,
my hero,
sorry.
Michael Douglas.
And it's just like the Marvel movies have basically funded... that process be able to for the Irishman to use it. So I was
they
like,
did all the you know research and hard work to get the technology. Yeah. So he says, Bruce Campbell says, "The Irishman has more digital effects than any Marvel movie. I can tell you right now." To get Robert De Niro to go from 9 to 108, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of digital work. So he's kind of full of crap in that respect. Campbell then added that all movies are bullshit. He says, he's great. He says, every movie is just as fake as the other one. Nothing is real. Guess what? you're doing a story about Aaron Brockovich. That's not even what Aaron Brockovich looks like. It's not a real story, even though they say it's a real story. So nobody gets to play, I am a filmmaker, you make silly Marvel movies. No, they're all bullshit. Every single bit of every movie is bullshit. Good bullshit, lousy bullshit, boring bullshit. They're as all as fake as you can get.
I mean, I've always loved Bruce Campbell, but now I kind of love him way more.
Yeah.
That's
oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because he like...
He's basically saying, stop taking filmmaking so seriously.
Yeah.
Because it's just telling
it's only
a
ever
fake
supposed
story.
To be entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. Anyways, I thought you guys might get a kick out of that.
That's
because
amazing.
I think we all felt the same way about
right.
that. I just watched because Disney Plus just came out.
Yeah.
That's the callback to Aristotle telling
yes,
us.
Yes, he was like, why didn't you talk about Disney Plus on the last episode?
And so the first thing I did was watch Endgame again for the third time.
Oh, you
time.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, the end fight scene, I had to watch like over
still
and over.
I still haven't
so
gotten
Disney. Seen
no, I've seen oh. Endgame. I haven't gotten Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just.
Mandalorian's so good.
Did watch
is it? Love it.
Is it?
Love
shit.
It. If you're not a Star Wars fan, you won't care.
The problem
I'm
is
not a Star Wars fan and I cared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have so much content.
Blurgs.
I have so much content that I have to consume.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, like so many people are like, you need to watch this, you need to see this, and it's like I to pay for another thing that's only just going to give me more things to put on my list. I'm like, I just, I don't. It took me 6 fucking years to play Last of Us. Like,
I only just started it last month too.
I know.
Disney Plus has Hocus Pocus on it. Not that I care anymore.
Oh, because you're not in it. You get zero residuals for that, baby. Whoa,
don't
break your mic.
Sorry.
Don't break
I don't
your
own
mic.
It. I can break it. Right, Aristotle?
Good.
Ah,
your
Tom
anger.
Smash.
Go through you.
Aristotle's like, whatever. All right. I feel like we did it.
We're done.
I need to pee.
And Mom needs to pee. So we're going to wrap this shit up. Hey, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you are spending it with people you love and enjoy or by yourself if you want to do that as
write
well.
Write a list of 10
that.
Things you're thankful for.
Oh, I like that, Maud.
I need
and
to work
then
on that.
On that list, include sending us a review so Maud can read it.
Yeah.
You're thankful for sending a review?
Yes.
Jump
your
on
list
to,
of thankfulness?
Jump onto iTunes, search Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. It'll pop up and you can click a review. Make it 5 stars. The higher, the more
we'll,
5 stars we have, the higher
we'll
we pop up.
We'll fix the file size of our logo.
We should probably get some new stuff happening too because put a face in it.
Yeah, I like that. Send us an email at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Please remember to send us. We need lyrics for Drunksmiths, the 12 days of Drunksmiths. Also, don't forget to send us food. December 8th. Sunday, December 8th.
Between
10 and
6.
We might narrow those arrows down. Those arrows? We might narrow those hours
I like
down.
Narrow the arrow.
Narrow
yeah.
the arrows.
Actually, I feel like we should say 10 to 4. Normally we say 10
those
to 4
are
because
arrows,
we will go a little later, but we don't want food showing up too late. So 10 to 4. Let's say that.
Do you guys
that
have
is
food preferences? Because I Chick-fil-A. Every time I've come in before, I have eaten a frosted donut.
Yep.
And I have eaten the cannoli, the infamous
cannoli. So you just eat sugar.
Sugar.
I mean, my food preference is like savory foods that will actually like give us protein.
It'll soak up the alcohol too. Like Chick-fil-A, we always are fans.
We won't be able to get Chick-fil-A. We're
on
Sunday.
I only ever have one drink with you.
Yeah, sorry when I did it. Sorry to break your heart there, Tom. Tom's so upset. So Tom's so upset. But yeah, so that'll be December 8th.
Should we say the address here?
I don't know the address. It's the start. We'll post it. But
1770.
We're just going to post it.
1700.
No, we're just going to post it. It doesn't matter.
It is. It's 1700.
Great.
Burbank Boulevard.
What's the zip code?
91.
No.
90.
This is why it's so much easier just to post it.
57.
Just
stop. Keep saying numbers
just
and
stop.
We'll
42.
I think it's 91505.
We also have to include how the, like, they can't just walk in. There's buzzers and phone numbers they need to dial. So we have to post all of that.
We'll post
it. It'll get posted. It's
I
fine.
I had good intentions.
Follow us on Twitter at Half Hour Happy HR. That's where it's going to get posted.
Yeah.
And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
And thank you for sitting in with us, Tom Super Volcano. Whoops. What Women Tango? Helping Hands.
Helping Hands.
I'll get there eventually. Bye, guys.
Star Bands Audio. A podcast network.